fun with classic audio, and here's the great Gordo.
Thank you so much, Miller Man. Well, I decided to do something a little bit different for today's classic audio. I thought, you know, a lot of times in classic audio, we focus on something that has to do with one of the hosts here on the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be like a funny character that one of the hosts did or some kind of mess up they had on the air. But I figured this time we'd focus on the P1s.
Okay.
And so I got a collection of classic audio here that features P1s. And for this, I kind of focused on, because, you know, there's a lot of P1s, not to put something on our bragging montage, but we have a lot of listeners.
Yes.
So I couldn't focus on all of them. So I said, how can I narrow it down? I said, oh, I'm going to do single syllable named P1s.
Okay.
Okay. So let's take a listen at some of the famous callers here in ticket history. We'll start off with P1 caller Ray in Dallas.
Okay.
Ray in Dallas. Hi, 1150 on Sports.
Hello, Norm.
Hi there.
I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, but I've never seen a guy like you just refuse to give the Giants credit.
Wait a minute, Ray. Who the hell picked the Giants as a triple play yesterday?
Well, you did.
Who picked
them
as a double play against the Eagles? Stop. Get the hell off the air. I'm trying to analyze a football game. What a stupid call. God almighty.
You should have made him quadruple play.
Do any of you know what the hell I do for a living? Some of you have no foggy idea.
Whoa.
So that's a little bit of Ray in Dallas.
Okay.
Good
I like
P1
it.
Of ours.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, good P1 Ray. Let's go to Brad. You guys may remember Brad. Good P1 listener.
Oh,
he calls
Brad
in every
Senior.
Once in a while. This is one of my favorite Brad moments.
See, the White Sox are making more money because they're changing their game time 6 minutes.
Okay, Brad, I'm going to put you in charge of Minnesota. Brad, I'm going to put you in charge
game
of
Minnesota.
Brad!
Jesus.
Stop!
Okay.
The invoking of the Lord's name is my favorite moment there. Yeah, let's listen to Brad one more time just to hear his, after he gets yelled at, he goes, Jesus.
See, the White Sox are making more money because they're changing their game time 6 minutes.
Okay, Brad, I'm going to put you in charge of Minnesota. Brad, I'm going to put you in charge
game
of
Minnesota.
Brad!
Jesus.
Stop!
Okay.
Oh, classic Brad moment there. And then let's, you guys know this guy. Everybody knows Rob, don't you?
Mm. Oh, yeah, Rob.
Rob, uh-huh. great P1. I'm not sure whose show this was on, but this is one time when Rob called into the station.
Where was the pitch?
It was high and tight.
Right. Okay, Rob, I'm going to take your stand here. I'm going to send a message. Where do I throw the ball to Soriano?
High and tight.
No! 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 Never! 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 No! Never! Hit him in the butt! When Nolan Ryan wanted to hit somebody, he'd drill him in the butt. I didn't like it then. I don't like it now. But head hunting is a coward!
Is a coward.
That'd be a great T-shirt.
And I know everyone remembers the hated Mike in Duncanville.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure whose show this was on. This may have been bad radio when Mike called in one time.
And because we lost time of possession battle, Norm, we left our defense out to hang to dry. The problem is, Norm, and whenever they're selling out like that, you've got to throw some screens. You've got to commit to the run. You can't get cute and say, listen, just because we got one-on-one coverage, we're going to throw the ball. And you sure as hell can't do it when you're
Mike, shut up for a minute. Good. Thank you. Mike, at the end of the first half, we had to throw the ball. Time dictated throwing the ball. At the end of the second half, time dictated throwing the ball. You couldn't be running there. You were up against the clock. You had to throw the ball to move it. The last seven. Mike.
First quarter, second and five.
Mike.
What are you doing? Run the ball!
Did you see?
Have you finished, Mike? Will you let me complete one point?
Go ahead.
Last seven plays of the first half were passes. In a situation you had to be throwing the ball to...
Oh, man.
Well, you're right. All of these P1s have one-syllable names.
One-syllable names,
Enough. It's incredible.
Yeah. I love focusing on monosyllabically named P1s. And then you guys know him, Tom. We know him. We love him, Tom. Yeah. This is one time when I think Tom called into the hard line. You'd lose $150
million. If I made $50 billion, I wouldn't.
He does not make $50 billion, Tom. Tom.
You're throwing numbers around.
Tom, well, you haven't even answered my question. You offer Todd Zeal.
You are an apologist.
I'm sorry. That's it. I'm sorry. When you won't answer my question, that fries me. You offer Todd Zeal.
Over Todd Zeal? We're fighting over Todd Zeal?
I never realized that that's it and punching the Telos and he did not make 50
they were
billion.
The same
was
part.
The same
yeah.
one, yeah.
I know. What a masterpiece that was, Bob.
I'm sorry. That's it.
I'm actually glad to know what the dollar figure is there because I do that Norm phrase all the time. It you could be about, he did not order a big burrito. Mm-hmm. I'll do it with anything. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't remember the actual original wording. It's $50 billion.
That's how much Tom Hicks makes.
Yeah, let's listen to Tom again.
You'd lose $150 million.
If I made $50 billion, I wouldn't.
He does not make $50 billion, Tom. Tom.
You're throwing numbers around.
Tom, well, you haven't even answered my question. You offer Todd Zeal.
You are an apologist.
I'm sorry. That's it. I'm sorry. When you won't answer my question,
don't accuse Norm of being an apologist.
No, that's it.
Doesn't like that. So there you
great.
Go. A focus on single syllable names. P1s.
All right. Thanks, Gordo.